I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Yes, we are fulfilling our own destiny.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio, and I welcome you here. Purpose Talk Radio is on the air to allow people who are living purpose to share with you how they came to know what that was, how they came to achieve it, and any suggestions they might have for you to help you better live and understand what your purpose is in this world. I say that everyone does have a purpose, whether it is from cutting the lawn to the CEO, multi-billion dollar company. Doesn't matter. We all have our purpose. We just have to figure out what it is, find out how we need to do to achieve it, and work the process. So, if you wish to find out more about Purpose Talk Radio or have our past or upcoming guests, also where you can find archives to our past shows, you can do so at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you wish to get a hold of me, you can email at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, and I will get those responses as well. We are in the midst of Positive News Month. Right now, well, 3/4 of the way through. It was created last year in order to help redefine the purpose of, redefine the definition of news. And we look to try to find positive news to share the world with each other and in our communities, and to invite the local media to be able to participate in that as well. You can get information about that at PositiveNewsDay.com. An actual Positive News Day was last Tuesday on the 15th of July. We do go through the whole month because a lot of news media don't actually publish or broadcast on a single day. So we invite you to participate throughout the whole month. And if you see anything that you'd like to share with us that is positive news, please do so on either the Facebook page, Positive News Day, or at the website, PositiveNewsDay.com. So coming back to Purpose Talk Radio, and that I had felt that one of the purposes was to create positive news. That's why that was originally created. But in the moment today, if you'd like to participate in this show, there's several ways that you can do it. One is if you are on Blog Talk Radio listening to the show, you can go down to the bottom of the page, and the chat room is open there. You're welcome to ask questions, comments, say anything that might resonate with you. Great. Either way, if you're listening in the archives or live, you can come over to the Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And in a little bit, I'll be pinning a post to the top of that group so that you can also comment there, so that if there's any questions, comments, feedback, anything that you'd like to share, please feel free to put that in the comments of that thread also. That our guest today, who is, probably his name wrong, and he'll correct me later, will be able to come over there to answer any questions if we have the archives. So, and then, of course, the other way, you can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And feel free to get a hold of us that way. If you are calling in with Skype, please press 1. Or if you call in on the phone, press 1 so that we know that you are wanting to ask a question today of myself or our guests. So our topic today is happy and helps you have immediate happy. So I welcome Anil to our show. Hello there, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, very excited to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. You have summer where you are, right? You're out in California or down in Florida, right?
It's more than summer. It's like an oven down here. So, but it's good to be down here.
Oh, good, good. What is your favorite part of the year? I mean, do you have a preference? Because if you're living down there, you don't have much of winter, but you do get some of the change of season. So what makes you want to be down in Florida?
Well, we have friends and family here, and it's a straight flight to London, so it's always an easy option to go back to where I spent most of my life.
Ah, great, great. Well, welcome. I would like to tell the folks just a little bit about you and your bio before we actually get into the interview. And I'm working on a lunar computer right now, which makes some kind of very interesting for me here. Mom has decided for the second time in a year to kind of crash. The mouse doesn't work on it. The screen's going, you know how those things go. Lovely technology. We can't do with them and can't do without them. But I'd like to introduce the folks to you so that they know a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. So Anil is a best-selling author, a professional speaker, a Harvard speaker, a reality TV participant, and a celebrity coach who helps people struggling with their life's challenges. His personal coaching and seminars on awareness, happiness, and fulfillment provide individuals with the knowledge needed to transform their lives. Anil is a dynamic speaker that researches talks and always over-delivers. So we'll see what wonderful thing can tell us about being happy today. And then Anil's seminars, keynote talks, personal coaching, retreat, online programs, and DVDs all provide individuals with the knowledge needed to transform their lives. You know, and as we say on most of our shows, it's up to you to transform your lives. We give you the resources. We carry on the conversation with it. Hopefully we'll give you something that you can take away. And then it's up to you. So, but one of Anil's extraordinary gifts is as an intuitive coach, and that came after experiencing his own massive personal pains and gains. His passion is to help others. He's appeared on many TV and radio shows internationally and has spoken throughout the world. You can find some of those major lists of other places that he has spoken, and on his website, we're going to give that information for you later. And so right now, again, welcome officially.
Sure, thank you for that introduction. I'm excited to be on your show, and let's see how we can help your listeners.
Cool. Well, what we're going to talk about, like I said today, we'll talk a little bit more about how you came to create and do the things that you do and you actually do. But the topic today is how to have immediate happiness. And, you know, that is what you believe to be your purpose in life. What, you know, we mentioned that there were some trials, tribulations, pains, and things that allowed you to know what you were doing. Could you tell us a little bit about that and tell us some of those things that made and gave you that turning point to know what your purpose is?
Yeah, 6 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide. I was at the lowest point in my life. I saw no way out. And I had some coaching. I had coaching from Tony Robbins, Tony's wife, Tony's brother-in-law, and then my wife stepped in. And what my wife said to me was amazing. She said, "Honey, I'm glad you lost it all." And I know my wife loves me, so I was interested in knowing why she said that. She said, "Look, you can't sleep at night. You're a nervous wreck. Every time you leave the house, I don't know if you're going to come back. Now, you don't have to worry about that stuff." And I looked and I said, "Wow, you know what? You're right." Then she said, "You made one big mistake." I thought, here we go. She's going to hold it against me for the rest of my life. She said, "You didn't lose it all. You still have me. You still have the kids. We will stay with you wherever you go. We just want to be with you." So that was a big shake-up for me, and that's where I started to get clarity. Are you there?
Did you go into some other... Did you go into some other coaching? No? Can you hear me?
Yeah. So from there,
okay.
I realized that it's not about me, but about the difference I could make. And then with some coaching from my wife, she said, look, do what you love. And I said, well, I love coaching. And we said, well, why don't you do that? And then, you know, all the thought process of I'm not good enough, there's people who are better than me, I gradually started just coaching, and that's the secret. Once you start doing something that you love, four magical things happen. May I share that with you?
Sure. Sure, yeah, go ahead and do that.
The first thing that happens is time disappears. The second thing that happens is you feel so happy. The third thing is you have abundant amounts of energy. And the fourth thing is that you get clarity. So when you find your mission, you find your passion, all of those four things will come in a line and you'll be in a different place. You'll be in a different world. Your vibrational energy changes. How you show up in the world changes.
So would you say those one more time? Time disappears, you get happy.
Time disappears, you are overjoyed, you're filled with love. You time disappears, you're filled with love, you get so much more clarity, and your energy levels go shooting high. So there's the four things that happen. And, you know, if you watch kids, that's what they do, isn't it? When they're in the midst of something that they love, they have no idea of time. And you can see how playful they are, how energetic they are, and how focused they are. So really, we've always had that experience, but as we grow older, that experience is taken away from us, and then we get focused on the wrong things. And what you focus on is what you get. So it's important to know what you're focusing on, because that's what you're going to get more of. If you focus on the economy is not working, you're going to get more of that. But if you focus on this is the time that most millionaires are made in this type of economy, that's what you're going to get. So it's very important. You know, what you focus on is what you get. Who you spend time with is who you become.
Okay. So you said the coaching, was your wife a coach also at the time?
No, she's just a great mother and a great wife. But she had clarity. You see, that's the great thing about her. She had clarity. She wasn't fixed on stuff that I was fixing on. She was just clear, unattached, and to the point, and very powerful.
Okay. And at this point, you know, how old were your kids, or how long have you been married?
At that point, 6 years ago, I was married 19 years, and my kids were 17 and 15.
Okay. So your wife knew you pretty well, and your kids well knew you. So that's nice that they were able to, you know, share some of that with you, and, you know, and be that honest and open with you as well, because not all families will either speak it or, you know, believe that it's going to be received either. I know my family,
yeah.
You know, we communicate. So, you know, you're kind of really lucky that way.
Yeah, you know, I say to people, adversity is your friend. It's not what happens in life, but it's who you become, how you show up. So you can have a pair of twins who've gone through exactly the same process, being brought up exactly the same, but they could end up in two different places because of who they decide to become.
So was there something that really made the difference for you then? You said you did some coaching before that. You know, was it a certain type of coaching that you were using or that you got?
Did
that happen for yourself?
Well, really what happened, that the biggest breakthrough I had was that I was focusing on me. And once you start focusing on other people and serving other people, your gift will emerge, because the gift is always about serving other people. It's never about yourself. So as I got more clearer, as I became aware of that, and awareness is the fundamental tool, you need awareness to be happy. You cannot be happy without awareness. So that was the area of my life that I was working on, awareness. And at that time, I knew exactly what to do, but people think that knowledge is power, but knowledge is not power unless you implement. So I know how to lose weight. That gives me the knowledge, but I don't do anything about it, which makes it worthless. In fact, it makes it more painful. So knowing something and actually doing it are two different things. So from there, I realized that maybe other people were in that same position, that they knew what to do but couldn't get out of it. So then I devised a book which enabled people to get out of their situation and into a new situation that they have full control of. And that's how my book called Immediate Happiness came about. And it's not really a book. It's really a manual. It teaches you practical techniques that have an immediate impact on your life. And, you know, I like immediate. I like results. So this is what my whole coaching program is working on, just serving people so we get results. So if there are any listeners out there who want any results, who are willing to call in, we can do a one-to-one session right now and just see the results that can be achieved in a matter of minutes.
Okay. Well, let's see. If anybody wants to call in again, the number is 347-205-9074. If they don't, maybe I'll be the guinea pig. We'll see how this goes in a few minutes. Hopefully there's somebody out there that will call in. You know, I'm going to ask a question that may seem kind of inane, but find happiness. What for you is happiness? Because it's a little bit different for everybody, you know. So for some people it may be money or a wealth or living somewhere or being with somebody. But, you know, when we look at life in general, you know, again, everybody's got their little different level of it and what it takes to get to that. For you, what brought you to happiness and how would you define happiness?
Well, my definition of happiness is this. See, as human beings, we do everything for one reason only. We have a nice meal, we have a relationship, we have a house, we have money in the bank for one reason only, and that is for a feeling. So happiness is a feeling. Now, happiness is an external feeling, whereas what we're all seeking, people think we're seeking happiness, but we're not. We're actually seeking fulfillment. Fulfillment comes from within. Happiness is external. So if I give you an ice cream or give you some money or whatever, you'll feel happy. But to be fulfilled will come from within, and it's 100 times more powerful, and it's fill you up with love.
Okay.
So everything that we do for a feeling. That's it. And if you can generate a feeling without anything happening, that gives you total power over your life. Instead of life having power over you, you have total power over life.
Yeah. And that does make a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those emotions. And, you know, you can only go so far with emotions. You know, until the rest of your body, your mind, your spirit catches up with it. You know, it is just there. We have to bring everything else into alignment with it for that full, you define it, that fulfillment and everything being what we want it to be.
True, yeah. So if you can generate any feeling at any time, you really have mastery over your life. You have mastery over your emotions. You have mastery over your feelings. And it's just a muscle that you have to develop. It's a muscle that you have to practice on. And as you practice, it gets better and better and better.
Okay. But we are not meeting anybody specifically to call. So I'm willing to try this. There's a couple areas of my life that I could find more fulfillment in.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if you want to try your thing with me, and let's just see where kind of exercise you would take people through.
Yeah, I'd love to. So tell me some areas of your life you need some help in.
Let's see. One of the things I'm working on, there's probably two pieces right now that I'm trying to do. I'm changing careers. I'm going into a second career, and I know that there is the fulfillment there, and yet I struggle with should I, could I. But the other one was perfect, and, you know, it's a new time and a new life, and got some things to deal with on that. And then keeping just something organized and I need some clearing right now, mental, physical, and spiritual clearing, so to be able to make room for this new career.
Okay. So it's really around, everything revolves around the career, correct?
Yeah, right. Well, at the moment, yeah, the career and clearing things to make room for that. So, yeah.
So,
you know, I've got a bunch of levels in my career. I've got my radio show, I've got writing, I've got the sign language thing. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that, for me, that's a different pieces of it. But, yeah.
So what is the career you're looking to get into?
Sign language interpreter.
Say that again?
Sign language interpreting.
Okay. So what's stopping you from doing that? Yeah, so what's stopping you doing that? What's stopping you from doing that?
Oh, stopping me from that? I don't have the education yet that I need.
Okay.
Going
back to school. So that's just an excuse. Yeah, that's an excuse.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get the education. So what else is stopping you?
I think some of it needs to fit into a certain stereotype that I'm not sure I can fit into.
Okay. And why is it you want to do this?
I want to do this because I believe that communication is important. I believe everyone should have a way to communicate. And that I enjoy the language and being a part of, I don't want to say helping because it sounds bad, but facilitating, being a communication facilitator in the deaf and the hearing community.
And what is your gift? What is it you're really great at?
I'm great at communication in general.
Okay.
I always have been. I carry on a conversation. I can define things easily. When somebody doesn't understand something, I'm very good at rewording, clarifying what needs to be said and making meanings out of it.
Okay. So if you use all of your gifts, all of your knowledge, all of your past, and you put it all together, where could you make the biggest impact?
You're saying in general or in that career area?
No.
In general.
Where could you make the biggest impact?
I might be doing it right now in the air. I don't know. And maybe that's the actual answer right there. I don't know where I need to be effective.
Okay. So if you did know, where would you do it?
I like doing it through music. I like doing it through stating somebody else's words in newspaper journalism, like the interpreting, I do somebody else's stage, you know, some presentation, some concert, something. I like the in-between person.
Okay. So if you use all those skills and you put that together, could you reach millions of people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what you're missing is clarity.
Right.
Okay. So if you ask yourself a better quality question, what is my gift? How can I use my gift to help other people? What is my gift able to help me to do? How can I help as many people in as quickly as possible? How can I move, touch, inspire, uplift, change people's lives? See, if you ask better quality questions, you'll get better quality answers.
Okay.
So if you have the clarity, you have the skill, you have the knowledge, you have the experience, you put it all together, you could easily touch millions of people.
That is very true. And that is one of my goals. Yep.
There you go. So now, in the next few days, you'll get more clarity and then you'll have more ideas. But can you see the big shift that you've already had?
Yes. Yeah.
And this is the same for all of us.
Right. And it's helpful to do some writing, and you know, anybody else that might be listening to this, either live or archives, you know, I encourage you to take those questions to heart as well. Because like you said, I mean, it is kind of they're general questions on one level, but we each have to answer them specifically for ourselves.
Yeah, you know, ask yourself, listeners, ask yourself, what is my gift? What is it I'm passionate about? What is it I love? How can I make a difference? What is it that I love to do? How can I help other people? How can I get to as many people as possible? What is it that's happened to me that's happened for a reason? And how can I use that to help others? See, once you start asking these questions, you'll be amazed at the answers that you'll be getting. The brain will always answer you.
Hmm. Okay. So are you reaching a million people yet, or you're just on the way?
I've reached, I think, 15 million people, and my aim is to reach 100 million by the end of this year and a billion people next year. Because the message is very simple. There's nothing that's new about the message. These messages were around in Aristotle, Socrates, Plato's time. You have to work on yourself. If you want your life to change, you have to change. If you want things to get better, you have to change. You have to bring awareness. You have to bring a higher level of awareness and integrity and honesty. So it's all about you. You are the common denominator, and wherever you go, wherever you go, you go. So it's, and you've got to take responsibility for your lives. You know, things happen, and you have a choice. Do I become a better person or not? And if you do decide to become a better person, it brings so much to your life, and it brings so much to other people's lives.
So this is one time, like you said, this time when we do need to focus on us, individual. You know, a lot of people say, well, don't think about you. Don't want to think about yourself. Well, in case you have to, you'll never where you want to go.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
I charge you right on that. So how has your life changed over the last 6 years? From that devastation to being able to reach these people now?
Oh my goodness. I get the chance to speak all over the world. I've spoken in India, in London, in Mexico, in California, Washington, all over the world. I get to help other people, and it's the most wonderful experience when you change someone else's lives. If you give them clarity, if you give them the power to empower themselves, it's so beautiful, and it's a dream come true. I never thought that this would happen this way, but it's amazing what happens in life.
So when you originally thought about coaching, were you thinking on one, or were you thinking going out and expanding into the world at that time?
Yeah, it was just one-to-one. I mean, that's what I'd always been doing. I never thought I'd be on radio stations. I always felt I wasn't good enough. Who'd want to listen to me? You know, who am I to say anything? But the experiences in my life have helped me to help other people. So that's always been really quite a beautiful experience for me. And things have gone very rapidly in the last 9 months. I've spoken at Harvard, and I've been asked to speak at various events. You know, so it's a great feeling when you're invited to speak and able to change so many lives in so many ways.
Cool. Well, I appreciate that you're on here, even though, you know, we're probably a much smaller venue than some of the ones you have. But, you know, I think every one person that you can reach, no matter where it is a very important person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, just helping one person is good enough. Right? By them being helped, they could help other people. And that's the secret. You know, I always ask my people, whoever I help, if I help you, please help other people. Pass it forward.
Mm-hmm. That's an important thing. That's where I came up with that positive thing, too. It's like, okay, if you see somebody doing something good, can't everybody else know about it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm putting something in the chat room here again one more time. We got a couple new people that just popped in there. Hopefully they will call in too. otherwise, where can people reach you?
The best way is to go on my website. It's immediatehappiness.com. You'll have access to some of my videos, some of my content, and you can even get a free download of my book, which is called Immediate Happiness. And it's a great book. It's a manual. If you do the exercises in the book, I promise you profound change in your life immediately. So let me share one experience, one example of an exercise. So imagine, close your eyes and think of 10 things you can be grateful for. I can be grateful for the air, my teeth, my eyes, my hands, my legs, my family, my house, my car, my driveway. Once you start thinking of all the things you're grateful for, you will immediately feel differently. And that's so important because there are three pathways to fulfillment. If you want to be fulfilled in life, there are three things you have to fulfill. Number one, you have to be thankful. Be thankful for what you have. Don't focus on what you don't have. That's the first G. The second G is give. Give your time, your energy, your love, your commitment, your joy, your gift, your happiness, your forgiveness, your kindness. Give you away without wanting anything in return. And the third G is you have to grow emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally. They're the three most important G's. If you do these three G's, you will be filled. Now, if you're not feeling fulfilled, one of these three G's is missing. You're either not growing, you're not giving, or you're not grateful. That's it. It's that simple.
Your book is a free download?
Yeah, if you go on my website, it's a free download. Even on Kindle, it's only 99 cents. The reason I've done that is just so that people can get access to it. I don't want money to be a hindrance. And the book online is only $9. So really, it's a manual for you to be a happier person, to you being in a different place, to you being able to serve other people.
Okay. Great. Let me see. What other things do I want to ask you? Where do you see yourself going from here? I'm going to let you answer that, and I'm going to check on someone who just called and see if they've got a question for you. I'll let you answer that, and I'll be right back.
I see myself just getting to larger audiences, passing on the messages that we can become better people. We can become who we're supposed to be. We can be our gift. We can be our magic. We can be our purpose. We can be our mission. We can be our passion. And that we don't have to compromise. We don't have to be stopped. That we are, all we need is within us so that we can live a life full of purpose.
Okay. Are you going to be doing more presentations? Are you going to be doing more one-on-one things? What types of goals are you setting for yourself? And for your, you know, so you can reach a million people here.
I'm going to be doing a lot more radio shows. I'm working on some TV shows and larger audiences. I'm speaking at several events. I'm going to California to speak, and then I'm going to Washington to speak. So really, I'm just available to talk. If you have an audience and you want that audience to be inspired, let me know. I'd love to talk. It really is very powerful the way that we can impact people's lives in a very short time. In a matter of hours, they can be impacted.
I wish you the best of luck on that. We all meet our goals, and again, we're never going to go anywhere. So I am going to, if you'd like, we do have a caller named James would like to go through a little bit of the coaching session with you, if you'd like that.
Sure.
We'll do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, James. Welcome.
Okay. Hi, James. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me.
From?
Thank you. I'm calling from Florida.
Thank you. You're a Florida
Welcome.
Person, too.
Great. Thank you. I guess my concern right now is I do have a life coaching practice right now, but I feel more called to speak and to share ideas on stage, and working with groups, but I'm not very, very clear on my message to the world, to the masses, to the people. not very, very clear. As a coach, I work with people who are making a series of transitions in their life, and it could be spiritual, it could be career, it could even be along the lines of relationship. However, I always seem to tie it back to a spiritual component because that's the thing that naturally shows up for me, irregardless of their particular religion. I've worked with some of all the major religions via clients, through clients. And so I always bring it back to their own spiritual truth, their own spiritual beliefs, and kind of anchor the session into that. But now I feel this pull to speak more, but I'm not clear about what message I'll bring to the world. And so it's kind of foggy right now. It's kind of cloudy right now, especially in regards to making some initial steps towards that.
Okay. So have you ever spoken in public?
Yes.
And how many times and where?
Quite a few times. A lot of it were for different arrangements, different groups. So sometimes it was in a church setting. Sometimes it was for a class reunion. You know, someone found me and wanted me to speak for a class reunion or a graduation or something like that. So it's been different settings. But it's been I've spoken before. Yeah.
Okay. And where do you enjoy speaking the most? Is it at church? Is it at graduations? Was it at the reunions? Was it at different clubs? What gave you the greatest joy?
I think the greatest is just was being able to connect with the people. It's just wherever I could be with people and share whatever it is I could share with them and empower them in some way. I think that it doesn't matter where it is. It could be on the sidewalk just as long
okay.
as I could connect with someone.
Okay. So that's what your message is. Your message is to connect. That's your gift.
Fantastic.
So what are you thinking right now?
I'm taking that in, and I'm trying it on, and I'm trying to wear it in my body, and it feels really good. Yeah, please forgive my vocabulary.
See, this stuff is very simple. You know, we see a greatness inside of us, or other people see a greatness inside of us that we don't see in ourselves. So what I see, James, in you is that you have a beautiful heart. You have a beautiful energy, and you want to make a difference, and you want to connect people, and you want to make them empowered and live a life of purpose and passion and spirituality. And the secret here is just be yourself, you know, just be you. Don't pretend to be someone else. Don't look at someone else's message. Just talk. Once you start talking, people will know. And the message you have is a beautiful message, the message of the ability to connect, to empower, to transform lives, move, touch, inspire, uplift. You know, just be you, you know, be the true you, the authentic you.
Wow, that is incredible. The top of my head just opened up. That was incredible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, that was fairly shameless. See, anybody else here? James, I'm going to put you back on hold. You're welcome to keep listening to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
So for anybody
any more takers out there?
Come on, it wasn't that tough, was it? 347-205-9174. If you're listening on Skype, just press 1 and we'll pick up your call. Anybody? I could be really nasty. Okay, none of these people out here apparently want to be happy.
What
so
if it's
know,
not that?
You know,
I mean,
not right.
Yeah. But I can
we're
share
just
something.
Teasing a little bit.
You know, one of the most important things I teach is awareness. So awareness is the fundamental discipline. But how do you gain awareness? That's the thing that people don't understand or can gain. So let me teach you have to gain awareness. So on my wrist, I have a wristband which says the word awareness. But what you could do, you could put an elastic band or rubber band around your wrist. You could have a post-it note on your computer. You could have a handkerchief with a knot in it. You could have your phone make a noise every 6 hours to make you aware. Now, once you're aware, you can be aware of being aware. So this is a really great muscle, and really it's all about a muscle. Awareness is a muscle. Being happy is a muscle. So as you develop and strengthen that muscle, it becomes stronger and stronger, and it shows up in more different places. So I urge all of you, just try that on. Put a rubber band, put a knot on your handkerchief, or put a post-it note on your computer to remind you. And as you become aware, you will see things in a different light. If you become aware that, oh, I'm getting upset here. Oh, I'm getting a little bit uneasy here. Oh, I'm getting very excited here. I'm getting very happy here. Oh, wonder why. Oh, because of, you know, this particular thing happening or this particular thing not happening. So therefore, you will start to use that to control your feelings rather than external factors controlling you. It's very, very powerful, Cindy.
Say the end part again?
Yeah, it's very, very powerful that you get to run life instead of life running you.
Yes, exactly. That's true. That's true. A lot of times we do let life or our circumstances or our history rule what we do in the moment. So, I don't know what other things did you want to share today with our audience? Not seeing any other takers at the moment. That's okay. Somebody will jump in the chat room. I think, again, I invite you to go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. That thread didn't quite get up there as much as I'd like. I'll go back through the show a little bit later and put some other comments in that. But if if anybody has any questions or comments, please feel free to either put them in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook group or get a hold of Anil directly. And if you know, if you'd like to have it in the Facebook group, because then of course we all get to get information from that, and it helps all learn a little bit more from each other's experience.
And Cindy, I do a webinar every week, and it's a no frills, and it's 100% pure content webinar. If you like, I can post that on the Facebook page. All I do is talk about content, and I do two or three interventions, and there's no sales pitch. I don't sell anything. It's 100% pure content, and I have them every single week.
Awesome. And do they register through your website for that?
I can put the webinar link on your Facebook page if you'd like me to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And it's pure content. You'll learn a lot. You'll learn how human beings work. So, for example, let me give you an example. If you bought a brand new car, it was a BMW 7 Series, and you drove it and it broke down, would you know what to do with it? Probably not.
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all electronic and it's newfangled. But if you knew how a BMW worked, if you had training in it, you'd have more power over that car. And if anything did happen, you'd say, oh, yeah, that's easy, I'll fix that. So it's the same with human beings. We're never trained on how human beings work. We're never trained on what pushes our buttons, why we get upset, why we do what we do. Once you have that training, you get more power over your life just as you do have more power over that car. So that's what I teach you. I teach you why you sabotage your relationships. I teach you how to overcome breakups. I teach you how to become a different person. It's really very powerful.
That's nice. And whatever you did, the sound quality just got much better, so stay there.
Okay, all right.
Again, the gist of technology again, but...
Yeah.
And things like that. They're all a little different. They're all a little bit different. They all play. So. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, you're right. And I've thought about. You think of kids, and somewhat breaking that down on a really simple level. At 16, the kid's supposed to go drive a car. Well, they're not going to be able to drive the car without some kind of education. a baby to walk isn't going to be able to know how to walk without seeing some examples of, you know, if the parents and the other kids in the family all would fall all the time, the baby would never learn how to walk either because they wouldn't see examples. They wouldn't hear how to do it or any of that. You know, so it is important that we go through with the level of education we need, whether it be getting a coach, whether it be webinars or reading books or all those things that are available to us. And each person learns differently. You know, we're all going to find something that resonates with us differently from the next person, too. But, you know, I think that combination, you've got a lot of wonderful resources for people that bring, you know, opportunities here. And if you can't find one out of there, you know, then they got to figure out which they need. If one of those doesn't work, then, you know, find out something else that does work for you.
Perfect.
So, okay, I don't have, let me just go to the studio board one more time here and see if anybody else has come back on here. Nope, I don't see anyone else. So if you tell us one more time where to reach you, that would be wonderful.
The best is my website, which is immediatehappiness.com. If you want a strategy session, just go to Get Started. You can have full access to some videos, full access to my book, which is downloadable, so that you can have access to the that we can use to become better people, more fulfilled people, more happier people. And we can learn how that we can run life instead of life running us. It's really very powerful. It's extremely practical. And the results are immediate. I promise you immediate results.
Cool. Yeah, I like the idea. You know, you said immediate habit. One of the questions, immediate habits, one of the questions I said is, you know, is there such a thing? I think there is. Even if it's not maybe happiness, there's always an immediate shift that you can have in your life.
That's true.
You know, that you, it may not seem like happiness, but if it's anything better than sadness and, you know, that, it's still at least a direction toward happiness. And you may not recognize it until later, but it's something. And something's better than nothing. That's how I look at it. You know, if you need help, the way to do it. Find a way to change your attitude. Find someone that is available out there that you resonate with to turn around whatever you think is not working right for you at the time, because it's going to drag you down from everything else. It'll drag you down from your purpose. It'll drag you down from being able to be with others. You know, it'll drag down just from doing day-to-day tasks that you need to do. So I appreciate your sharing that and teaching us a little bit more how to find happiness.
Great.
Okay. And you, this was Anil. Did I say it right? Is it Gupta?
Yeah, perfect. Anil Gupta,
okay.
Perfect.
Okay. You know, I just want to make sure, you know, this is Anil Gupta we were talking to, and I appreciate your time, and, you know, I will put you on hold as we wrap up this show. If there's anything else, like I said, please feel free to post it over in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. I was just adding you in that now so that you could do that. So thank you very much for your time and your sharing with us today.
No, thank you.
Okay. Beautiful. As we said today, you know, there's happiness and, you know, and there's your choice to not be happy. It's up to you. It is totally up to you and what you want to do with your life and where you want to take it. Every time we bring on a guest, I hope that you get at least one little tidbit, if not more, out of what they share with you to be able to move you closer to your purpose, to your being, to living what you are supposed to be doing in this lifetime. Whether it be, you know, being at home with kids, whether it be cutting the lawn, whether it be working at the local mall shop,
whether it be running a multi-billion dollar transatlantic company. It doesn't matter. We all have a purpose, and we all need to find out what that purpose is and how we can get it. Anil offered several opportunities and different ways, resources that he has for you to help you find your happiness. His book, his website, his webinars. Now, like he said, he's been around the world. He's experienced this in his own life. So he's not talking out of a lack of experience. He's talking out of full experience. It's always, to me, it always makes a difference on people being able to share. Yeah, and all my guests do that. That's the good part. You know, they've all got their own spiritual, emotional, physical healing journey that they've gone through. And that is what we want and how we want to share purpose in lives. Now, if you yourself are, or if you know someone who is living their purpose and would like to share their story, just like Anil did, please do get hold of me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. And we'd be happy to schedule someone in on that. This show does air every Monday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. I am looking for someone who might be interested in co-hosting another show during the week, something that is living your purpose, having a positive message, being family-friendly, any of those. If you'd like to try to get your message out to the world, we talk a little bit, and let's see if we can get some more people involved during the week on a different day at a different time, because we can air this show 7 days a week if we'd like, but my schedule, my time doesn't quite allow that, which is perfectly all right. I'd like to have people share that opportunity also. Sorry about the coughing and the asthma here today. Unfortunately, my purpose in clearing right now is not allowing the lungs to serve their purpose really well. But that will clean up soon. Next week, we have three different people coming on, and they're going to share their business, their journey toward living a holistic life and sharing, living holistically with the world. We'll introduce all of them next week when they come on with the new computer and the loan computer. I don't have all of my records in front of me at the moment. That they'll be on with us next week. Coming up, we've got a numerologist coming up. We've got another holistic person coming up. We have a musician coming up. And then we've got some time to figure out who else might be next. I only scheduled in the beginning of August because of trying to find out school schedule, which will be very soon. We'll know exactly what my schedule is on that, whether we'll keep the same show at some time. Let's see. Other than that, folks, we have got a beautiful day out here, a beautiful day to be grateful. That's, you know, one of the other things in Neil's is to share your gratitude. If you'd like to put your top 10 list in our Facebook Conversations group, that would be awesome. It is a thread pinned to the top of the page, top of the group. Would love for you to share any comments that resonated with you, whether you listen to the show archived or listen to it live. Either one of them is awesome. If you'd like to listen to the show again, that's the link on which you listened live is the same way that comes archived. All of our shows are available in archive format. blogtalkradio.com/purposetalkradio. Some of them are available at the purposetalkradio.com website. So as we close out pretty much this show, I would like to invite you to join me on several of my Facebook pages and places to be. You can't contact me directly on Facebook. There is Purpose Talk Radio page. There is a Positive Energy page. And then I have some others that you can link through from my personal one if you'd like to. Cindy Freeman, reader, editor, proofreader, social media coach and consultant, and True Visions Media, which is my main company where I help folks with writing and editing and graphic design, all that kind of fun stuff. So please feel free to join me and like those pages as well. And then as we are looking at the end of the show, let's see, someone just gave me a message. Let's see if I wanted to deal with that. Okay. I would like to invite you all to think about what inspires you. What inspires you to move forward every day, and who inspires you? And invite them to be part of your life. Listen, invite them to listen to this archive show and thank them for being a part of your life. I'm going to close here with both songs, the Positive News Day theme song, followed by our theme song, which is called I Am Who I Am. That I Am Who I Am was created by the group True Trinity, Jillian Clark, who's the host on there, Rachel Martinez, and myself. The Positive News theme song was created by Julian and myself. And I invite you to share your good news, your life, whatever you need, with those around you. And in the meantime, until next week, I wish you all full blessings.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel the change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
I did not tell you all is that we'll be posting later today a video. I'll also be interested in seeing that. It would be at positivenewsday.com. And as I say, as we close out today with I Am Who I Am, I wish you all soul bless.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.